Would you be surprised to learn that a grape is considered a berry?
Yes.
It's not an aggregate fruit.
I would have put it in that category.
Yeah.
But it's not.
The grape is a berry. That's a fact. Before we get into this week's program, we need to make a couple of corrections, which is part of the business of doing a computer radio program. We're flesh and blood.
We make mistakes. We're human.
We sometimes say things that are incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Nabors did play the role of Gomer Pyle. Gomer Pyle was not a character in the Beverly Hillbillies, though.
He was in something different.
He was Mayberry's favorite auto mechanic on the Andy Griffith Show.
Again, we're human.
We are flesh and blood. But that's a fact, thanks to Kickball Kyle Jameson for the feedback. Next up, during our recent report on sparkling waters, we failed to mention Emily Frostbite Ashley's survey response. Waterloo grape.
Oh.
Does that surprise you at all?
Yeah, I thought Frostbite would be, I'd think she'd want something with a little bit more bite, a little bit less berry.
We've already established that the grape is a berry and not an aggregate fruit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a fact.
So we've set the record straight there.
Last week's computer radio program ended on a sort of a cliffhanger. Do you remember? You teased a report idea. Do you remember what it was?
About the temperature.
It was about the temperature.
Yeah. Next time on the Differentiated Business Podcast, find out when it got the coldest the soonest in South Dakota. Only by listening to the Differentiated Business Podcast with Michael J. Hart IV and Theodore J. Heron I are you going to be able to learn this incredible information.
Yeah, I've done no research to, like...
Well, no, but what was the gist of it?
Well, the gist of it is I wanted to know at the earliest point in a calendar year that it hit 1 degree in South Dakota.
Like, why were you thinking about that?
Well, we were talking about reports, and then I thought about weather reports. Yeah. And then oftentimes they'll talk about how things are unseasonably hot or unseasonably cold, but I wanted to know something more specific. At what point, what day did we hit 1 degree? And that was the... Which one was the earliest?
Yeah. To answer the question, we brought in host of the longest continuously running music program in the world.
It is the... Get this, the longest running music-themed television program in the world. Number two was hosted by the Beatles. The number one longest continuously running music program in the world is hosted by me, and it's called The Bandwagon Show, and it features polka music.
Host of The Bandwagon Show, a polka-themed television program. He's also a meteorologist and friend of the Differentiated Business Program. Sean Cable.
But, you know, they have really good polka bands like the Shimoleskis and the Whoopi John and Harold Loffelmacher and the Six Fat Dutchmen. Like, the real polka bands show up for this show. So that's the accordion music you want to hear. So you told me that you wanted to know the first day that we had a high temperature of 1 degree or colder. So in South Dakota, so I've gone through most of the weather stations, and the earliest date in South Dakota that we had a high, which is an afternoon temperature of 1 degree or colder, was on November 11th of 1911 in both Rapid City and Pollock. And in Sioux Falls, the earliest date that we've had a high temperature of 1 degree or colder was on November 29th of 1896. But more recent history was December 2nd of 85 or December 6th of 2005. The first time we actually dropped below 1 degree, that is October 29th is the earliest in the season that we've had a temperature of 1 degree or colder.
But the earliest that it got to 1 degree, and I'm not talking about a high of 1 degree, which he originally started with, was October 29th of what year?
That was in 1925.
two things, two follow-ups here. First off, I mean, that's a hell of a report. Second of all, how did you get Sean Cable, the meteorological mastermind, to like give this report?
Well, I asked him. And now for a festive holiday treat, we'd like to season this week's program with just an original carol that we made up more than 10 years ago. The grape isn't the only vegetative material that is misunderstood at this time of year. Did you know that mistletoe isn't even a terrestrial plant?
What?
Yes. Here's a factually correct carol about mistletoe.
All right.
You're rocking.
You can just play through it once like last time.
Okay.
I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus underneath the hemiparasitic plant last night. With smooth-edged evergreen leaves and hairs along the woody stem, it's a poisonous plant that causes acute gastrointestinal problems, including stomach pain. Yes, I saw Mommy tickle Santa Claus underneath the plant seen in pre-Christian Europe as a divine essence of male last night. Often considered a pest that kills trees and devalues natural habitats, it was recently recognized as an ecological keystone species, an organism that has pervasive influence over its community. And I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus. They kissy-faced under a parasitic plant last night. With smooth-edged evergreen leaves in pairs along the woody stem, it's a poisonous plant that causes acute gastrointestinal problems and diarrhea along the blowholes. Oh, shoot.
It's a beautiful carol. Beautiful.
Okay. And it was factually correct.